Thanks, Silence the Voice. We're talking about Brady's experience last night at his
Of course, if you are listening yesterday, you realize Brady went to a French restaurant.
Voila.
Voila, in North Phoenix. Brady took his entire family, which I take umbrage with.
A, because as a person without kids, the last thing I want to do is go to an expensive restaurant and sit next to a table with
100%.
B,
kids aren't going to appreciate it.
Your kids don't get it. Like the super high end French restaurant and stuff. Yeah. So dragging Kirby along, I'm gonna give you demerits for that.
My
right
cultural on. Experience
Plus
idea
it's a,
going into
right.
it.
Oh no! It's a French restaurant, Brady.
Look,
it's
I'm
romantic.
Because after the price tag, I got to cut her out.
I'll tell you this.
I brought home fillets one night and cooked them for me and Lisa and Alex. Chris was, I think, at his dad's, and about 3 bites in, Alex was like, "What's the big deal?"
Big deal.
Oh, you don't get fillets anymore.
You're getting sirloin.
You
for
get
now.
Cisco. Yep. They're going to drop off here, and we're going to microwave
flank
this
steak for you.
But yeah, and plus romantic.
Kirby didn't react that way to it.
But Brady, French restaurant is not family. It's romance. It's love.
Yeah, I blew it.
You blew it. You blew that. Now look, that's
no,
it.
No.
That's
this
the
is,
only thing you
this
blew.
Was a
here.
Scouting
Let's not beat
mission
you up.
Because I had no idea. Because going
it
into
is
it.
A scouting mission.
Right,
for him.
I'm going to fight the kid thing some more. Even on a scouting mission, you don't scout and spend another $100 scouting on the kid.
I'm glad I brought Kirby.
Well, you're always glad you brought Kirby.
No, because I wanted her to get outside of the.
You wanted her to explore new cuisine.
Foods.
Right. What did she order?
Filet.
Okay, so she didn't even do what you
with
wanted.
Pepper
her to
sauce.
Do. Right. She got a steak.
Anything about it? French?
French style. Yes.
Right.
Here's your steak. Done.
The pepper sauce. The.
Pepper
souffle,
sauce.
Spinach souffle.
Souffle, okay, I'll give you that.
Spinach
and
souffle.
And the potatoes gratin.
Did she eat the spinach souffle?
Oh, so au gratin.
A little bit, but
and
I
gratin.
Yeah.
Look, she had some sides that were French. You took a chance with
she
the
tried
kid.
It.
She tried.
You just don't take your
French
kid to a French
cheeses,
restaurant.
Had 4 different cheeses.
But she's a bogan. She likes steak.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what, Dad? I know we're over here on Francais and stuff, but I'm going to have myself a big slab of American red.
Well, she went right there because. That's what she's familiar with.
Right.
But the
great
part of it was before, as she's ordering, all 3 of us, that's Ronnie and I and
Kirby.
Yeah, you remember the third one?
Yeah, there's a third one in this. This isn't a game.
The lady who's waiting on us.
Oh, not Kirby.
Yeah.
Sauvignon.
Kirby puts it, what can I get you? She says, I'll have the tartare, the beef tartare.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. And the lady comes in and is like, that is
delicious. Why didn't you let her do that? You want her to explore stuff, and then you slam the door on her. Tartar is incredible.
Why? Because I know that tartar wouldn't have been eaten.
And
I
know.
The presentation.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I know it would have.
Oh, I told. And I believe me. The first person I try to tell you.
That
you
food
know,
wouldn't
John
have been wasted. I know
takes
you
takes it right out of the bag.
You would have eaten it. You would have.
I would have done it, but I already had my
sure,
cassoulet coming.
Tell me you didn't reach over and get some of Kirby's food.
I did.
Yeah, of course you did. So you'd have eaten
none
that
of the filet was gone.
This
I
is
tried the souffle, delicious.
The kid at the French restaurant is on par with sending your mom the chocolate dipped strawberries. You can't take your kid to the romantic
wow
restaurant.
Okay.
It really is. It's too much romance. Plus, the whole design is to spend that kind of dough on a broad. Get that wife of yours all into the French food. But, mistakes were made. That's all right. How was the delicious meal?
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you
enough
have?
So that I'm like, I would go back.
Yeah.
Not like I'm a huge fan of French food to begin with and not knowing it.
What's the name of the place again?
Voila.
Voila. That's right. I miss you, Kelly. Voila.
Voila.
I miss you so much, Kelly.
You just have that that waiter that he just broke up with.
It is a tough day for me. I miss you, Kelly. So here we are. We all need food, I suppose, and I am the one who you expect to bring it to you. Okay.
This and is you're how right. Go. What a date place. It's perfect.
Great date place. You don't. Didn't anybody else have a kid?
Yes.
What? Then I'll never go.
What?
Then it's canceled from my list.
Only one other.
Two. Yeah. And they were
their family and the daughter was also 22 or something like that.
Oh, that doesn't count, Brady. That's an adult.
Olivier.
No.
Jay.
Wait, you met the neighbor tables?
The guy that
the
that
definition
got me
of a kid, right?
Yeah, you can't have
he
a kid.
He came out with his family after, just as we're wrapping up our dinner.
The guy said, I like that place, Voila Brady's talking about, but right next door to it is Goldie's, which is even better.
It is.
It's a sports bar.
It is a good sports
is
bar.
Is it in a strip mall? Kind of?
No, it's been there for a while.
Oh, okay.
Goldie's has been there for like.
Yeah, you can't take it. So you were the only one with a kid in there. Yeah, you're the next. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 22 is what you, like Toledo said. Do you even know what a
12.
Kid is?
I was there. I had the youngest kid.
22 is not a kid. You know what I'm
saying.
Oh,
I know, John.
All right. You know what I'm saying when I say kid, right? Underage shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unable to do it on her. So Kirby's a lovely child. Shouldn't have been there. That's a strike. Now, did you and Ronnie have French relations afterwards, or did Kirby ruin the mood?
We did.
You did?
We licked each other.
No, did you? That's nice that you did that. Was Kirby there, too?
She was.
Closed out the whole romantic evening with Mom and
I was like, look at this, Kirby. Voila.
I'm giving your mother a good fat leek. She is delightful, like butter and garlic.
So, yeah, it's a French restaurant. Now you got to go back.
Stuff.
Go back tonight.
No, I
just
can't
with
double
the
dip.
Wife.
I
yeah, gotta, you can. You'll be fine. Go back tonight. Get the wife in there. And just the two of you. And have Kirby eating her steaks at Wendy's. She doesn't know. I don't understand
Can't do it tonight, John. Got to hide kegs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're busy. You go by yourself. That's the most romantic you could be. You and a couple of expensive plates of buttery food. That's Brady's romance in a nutshell. Yeah, the I never understood. I have a friend who takes his kids to high-end restaurants. And I'm like, why? They don't care. Well, they like it. I'm like, I know they like it, but they would also like Outback. They don't know. And you just they don't appreciate it. Once in a while, sure. But just on a whim, taking kids to those places. Yeah. Maybe it's just my bitterness because my parents never did it.
It could be.
The amazing night.
Black Angus was the high-dollar thing for us. With a bottle of cold duck to the table.
And the way it should be, I think. Like, my mom and dad would go to high-end restaurants, and we weren't invited to that.
No.
I mean, when I
got to, once I was a certain age, it was like, well, we're going out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, and that was it.
There's I'll never forget.
There's Hamburger Helper in the
pantry. You don't take
the
kids to the romantic, expensive places.
Kraft dinner was what I had.
That was the whole point of trying to woo your wife again. It's like, why am I dragging these idiots along?
I was four when I tasted my first filet, and I loved it.
Right. Well, I had filet, but I wasn't allowed to go with them to big nights because what am
you
I?
You had filet at home.
What am I bringing? I think they could have been lying to me. What
I
am
honestly
I taking
didn't
you
have have a filet until I was in my 20s.
I don't know. I just know that there was meat on the table, and that's what we were having that night. But yeah, you didn't get. We didn't get those. I'm taking your mother out to dinner. Oh, we want to go. No, I remember once I tried to kick in halvesies on my dad's birthday present for my mom, and we were walking through the mall, and I'm like, "I'll go halvesies with you." No. I'm like, no, we'll get her something together. No. And I didn't realize why. It's because he bought her lingerie.
Right.
I can't put my name on that. It's the same thing as taking her to a French restaurant.
Going out wasn't as, I mean, it was a bigger deal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's more of a
you can't touch
standard thing.
That's why the high-end restaurants are the new bigger deal. Like, going out is normal. There's plenty of affordable. You can take them to a high-end place. That kid stays home.
As we're coming home, you know, it's probably 8 o'clock at night. We're down there. Popeyes wrapped around.
Of course it is.
I mean, it's a quarter mile line of cars.
And also, Brady.
Yeah.
You have to think
That's
of
French.
Other people. Popeyes is very French.
Yeah.
There's an X in some of their food. You have to think of the other people. You go out to those high-end places so you don't get the family experience. Everybody's trying to escape it. I hate to say it, but every French person. And French are very judgy. They didn't want to see your child there.
Well, at least Kirby didn't cry and scream.
But she did eat someone named Jean-Pierre spit. That's for sure.
Jean-Christophe.
No okay, Jean-Christophe. Is a child? Is he doing the...
He was disgusted.
He was sickened by it. And he put it in the au gratin. The au gratin is spinach with butter, a little cheese, and the mic all through the bottom of it. Enjoy that, child. Thank you for being here.
That's not a tree you smell.
Yes, no, that is not one of those special trees. That is straight from the tap, young lady. I make it myself. It took a little extra time, but I do this myself because there is a child in my restaurant. And
Marty,
I know.
What's with the info?
As a man who has spent 30 years learning the ins and outs of fine cuisine, what I want to do is feed it to the palate of a child. Go f*** yourself. Eat this. Yeah, there's no way they wanted Kirby there. Not saying it's because of her personality, or it's just they don't want anybody under a certain age there. They work really hard, and they're really hoity-toity about their stuff. They don't want kids eating it. Do you like to see a children's menu? Do you want a chicken finger, American peak? Over here, Surrender Monkey, my glass of Perrier is a little light. Of course, anything for you, savior of World War II. We appreciate you so much.
I've got to tell you.
Fingers of chicken.
Hey, this white flag, over here. I need you for a second.
I got to tell you, this is outstanding frog food.
The American snapping of fingers.
Over here.
And the circling of fingers.
All right there, Surrender Monkey. My kid's dog, Grattan, smells like bleach. What's going on?
That's five cheeses, you dull.
Is it five cheese plate we put on your child? So you don't appreciate that thing.
Joan of Arc, the water, a little low.
Joan of Arc.
And I think the family all agrees, let us eat some cake, okay? Let's get on that. That French, I think so. I don't care.
But yeah, you can't do that. You got to.
It was awesome. At the end of dinner, we all put our hands up and we said, all for one.
That's right.
One for all.
That's exactly it. And meanwhile, he's in the back saying, I give you a little special truffle oil, child. He enjoyed the truffle oil.
She did have a flaming creme brulee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Creme brulee and a steak. She really went off the reservation. Glad you got her.
One has a French name. Yeah. French style. Yeah.
Of course. It's all French style, Brady, because you're at a French restaurant. It's because there's a blue, white, and red flag doesn't mean it's all, you know.
This is diversity in action.
If the arches were out front, it would be.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's a Scottish restaurant.
That's right.
Right.
Silly. But fun and good. Good for
you.
It
was good.
Yeah. And it sounds great, but not the kid part. I like Kirby, but not that much. Not to ever spend that kind of dough on it. You got a kid at a high-end restaurant. And don't do that. Like Ocean 44, I see. My buddy Mark does. He takes his whole family. Now, his daughter's 22 now. His son's like 18. They can get it. But the young one, she didn't care. We went to Los Sombreros with his daughter, Kate. She's Kirby's age. She's 12.
Yeah.
You know what she ordered? Scrambled eggs and a tortilla. They had to make a special order, and I told her, I'm like, you know what you're eating, right? She goes, what? I'm like, they are spitting in that. You have no idea. Nobody at 7 o'clock at night wants to break out the eggs and make you a special scramble, kid. They're busy. Well, I don't like any of this food. You shouldn't be here. Why'd you come? Well, because Mom and Dad were like, it's a waste of time. You got it's basically scrambled eggs and a tortilla shell. You could have done that at home. That's what sick people eat, or people who don't, like, someone just got broken up with, just having trouble, and whatever's in the fridge, they just make these weird sandwiches. Like, sad people make scrambled eggs wrapped in tortillas and just that. That chef back there, he just got out of prison. He's breaking his ass right now trying to figure out how to get all this stuff in
assimilate.
Order. 42 tickets, and one of them is special order. Make this kid some eggs. She's hungry. Are you kidding me?
Huevos? No problem, man.
You are eating so much grown-up stuff. You have no idea. Like, just order something you don't want and pick at the sides. You know, you like beans and rice, right? No, I don't want any of that. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. And they gave her, like, a coloring book to just keep her busy. I'm like, why did she come? We couldn't find anybody to watch her. She's fine. Put her in the corner. There's 3 and 5-year-olds running through the New Mexico desert. This 12-year-old can't have one night alone without burning the house down.
We're there right now, which is good.
Yeah, you can just dump her at home, right? Kirby will stay home and do nothing.
Yeah, she can stay at home.
Yeah, you could have gone French restaurant without her. But it had all that diversity training you were doing.
Yeah.
That steak and creme brulee she had to have.
My boys are begging to stay at home, which means
they hate you.
Security cameras are on order.
Oh, God. Are you sure you want to see that?
No, not in their rooms.
No.
Just in the hallway and around the liquor cabinet.
That's smart. They'll figure those out before you will. They're like hackers. They're two steps ahead of the security.
I'd like to be with you on that, but
you don't think so?
They're adults, John.
They're dumb?
Yeah, they're adults.
I admire your honesty about your kids. They're too adults. Dumb to figure that out. You could put a camera like right in front, like an old handy cam, and
they
just run it.
They still come to me, the 52-year-old guy, Dad, my computer won't do anything. You're the one that's on YouTube every waking second. You can't find a video that tells you how to figure that out?
Well, kid, because I can't get the computer working in the first place to get to YouTube. How do you do that? I don't care about computers anymore. I've lost interest, and I'm still able to turn them on and off.
Yeah, me too.
My house is basically, I go to try to hit the keyboard to the computer, and it's wireless, and it doesn't work. And I use it.
You said you have a computer graveyard, too.
I got a drawer full of old ones. I use it 4 times a year. Maybe.
Yeah.
4 times a year, the whole computer. And I sat down for the first time in months to do some tax stuff. And the keyboard wasn't working. I'm like,
What's going on with this?
That hasn't worked since you used it last.
Oh, did I break that 4 months ago and nobody said a thing? just sat here.
I think that was because I just used the touch screen now.
Okay. Well, what's the problem here? You're the one on this every day.
I don't know. You did it. Last time you used it, it stopped working.
Okay. No, of course I did. Okay. Of course I did. Because I typed in Amex.com to pay a bill.
Here we go again.
And then I remember right afterwards when I was reading all the money we'd spent on, I just smashed the keyboard into my face over and over, and then I put it back like nothing happened.
Take this.
Evidently, that broke it.
Last time you used it, that's when it stopped working. Your hands are kryptonite to computer keyboards.
So you weren't going to say anything about it? You know what it needed? To be charged.
Does that thing have to be charged?
Yeah, it just floats independently from everything.
Because all those cat videos drained it.
Right, it's magic. And it doesn't need any batteries or anything. It just floats on its own in some sort of nuclear fusion way.
It's got the Bluetooth charging.
Yeah, it's never, ever, ever in need of power. What's wrong with you? And I just said I'm getting my own computer. That's it. I'm not going to get blamed for this ever again. And you can sit and fumble through with the abacus that you've created out of this computer. It's different. Crazy. But still better than taking a kid to a restaurant. Can't do it. Better. No more. Did you see Tiger Woods' thing? They said that they figured it out, but they won't tell us why.
Yeah,
you know what that means? He's texting.
It's cryptic. Yeah, it's cryptic.
It's got to be.
He's texting. It's his fault. So they're basically saying it. And they're not going to throw him under the bus for...
But they did by not saying anything.
Well, they have to release something. They basically said Tiger Woods, we know the cause of Tiger Woods' accident, and for privacy's sake, we're going to keep it.
Well, what's wrong with the, then if it's with the texting?
Because I know TMZ's going to say who, and then they're going to get records, and they're going to find out who he's texting. They're going to see what was going on. And if it's the wrong person he was texting, or if he's doing it again, then Tiger gets thrown under the bus by everything and can't have endorsements and everything. They're just saying, look, we know what happened, and we're going to keep it quiet.
Okay, so if that's the case, then... Why wouldn't TMZ then? If they
TMZ
didn't say
can Tiger, speculate.
They can still dig around
they
and find out the texting.
But if the official reports are what TMZ goes off of, TMZ doesn't go and do any investigating. They hear things, and then they go crazy.
Yeah.
So if the official investigation is basically like, look, so we know what it was. It's personal. They'll speculate all day.
What if it's like an ED problem or something?
And he's got an erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
And you can pass out from that?
Searching his ads?
Because he was messing with it. It's like nothing's going on.
You're saying Tiger
while
may have been
driving?
Jerking off, yes. And you think TMZ's irresponsible?
And they're hiding.
He's driving in the tournament car, the sponsored
right.
car.
We're going to keep this private for you, Tiger. That's pretty embarrassing.
Let me tell you, this Hyundai is great.
When
to
we
tug
came
it
upon the scene, we noticed Tiger and he was pretty badly injured and his dick was out. Questions?
There was some semen on the dash.
Yeah, he was making French food for a kid. Really? No, they do. Maybe. But they'd find stuff. Eventually that would leak. Somebody at the station. You know, look, the cops couldn't stop taking pictures of Kobe's crash. If he's jerking off, there's going to be a couple guys on the site that are going to spill those beans. But for the most part, that's what it sounded like to me. I'm speculating. But that seems the most reasonable. A little bit of a curvy road. Kind of a dangerous part of the street, evidently, according to everybody. And if you're texting, you'll miss that turn. And evidently, he didn't hit the brakes or anything. He hit that center part and just went up.
Went flying.
Yeah, so he was going... Speed limit, maybe a little more like the rest of us. I'm not going to blame him for speeding. I do it every day. And he hit the curb and spun out. But I would guess, since they're saying, yeah, we're just going to keep this quiet. It's a private matter. It's like texting. Nobody got hurt except Tiger. I mean, if somebody else's property or
then
person, would, then
it.
They would have said he's going to jail for it. It was a distracted driver. But they're just going to keep it quiet. So this has saved a lot of people a lot of money, a lot of speculation. Because if they said he was texting, the next question is who?
Couldn't they say just distracted driving?
No. Well, they could. What I would say is he was playing with the radio.
Questions.
I would just – I don't know why they don't just lie. He was playing with the radio.
Yeah,
looking
that.
Down or
yeah,
trying
he was looking
to,
down and playing
to
with
pick,
her. Navigate.
Pick something up
his navigation was on there, but it, just saying, you know, Tiger was irresponsibly texting someone and then find
he
out
he dropped his lube. You know, whatever.
Right. Right. While he was masturbating, of course. Brady's theory's got no holes in it at all. And there's possibility. Look, Tiger surprised us before. You might be shocked that Brady's theory comes to light and is true. But, yeah, that's my first thought. Oh, he's texting. And they're going to keep that quiet. Plus, they don't want, you know, celebrities and heroes to get. If he died, they'd say something. He's alive. He doesn't need the heat. He's going to catch way too much. Like, who are you texting? And then he'd have to say, well, not my girlfriend. Or
the point is I was texting, and I think it's an opportunity for him to say, don't text and drive.
And maybe later he'll come
up with it.
Because
I'm a prime example of why you shouldn't. Yeah, I'm lucky to be alive.
If that's the case. Because what else is private about that? I mean, when they say, we're just going to keep this a private matter. We know why it happened. We have a cause for the accident. We know what it was. But, I mean, it would just say an animal ran in the road, you know. But you run the risk of having somebody have it on video eventually and saying, there was no animal. What was he doing? And now it's a You just say, I don't understand why they say it, but. The guy Jeff, I know, says, I grew up in Palos Verdes where the accident happened. I've driven down that road 1,000 times. It really isn't dangerous. He wasn't paying attention or he blacked out. Those are the only two options.
Yeah.
So, yeah, texting. I would say texting. And the car manufacturer probably doesn't want people saying it was the radio or the navigation system. Because then Hyundai would say, well, that's too complicated and people aren't paying attention while they drive. So that shouldn't be part of a car. And then they can get sued for something. So if the official report was Tiger was just up to something, maybe masturbating is the best answer here. But it keeps it quiet for a weird reason. And I think it's because Tiger may have said, hey, I was up to no good on that phone and I need you guys to cover for me. That's my guess. Because otherwise, why would
you have been changing?
You're right. Because why wouldn't you just say, hey, maybe he was changing his clothes.
How many times?
But wouldn't you just say Tiger was doing something really dumb?
Yeah.
In that case, because that doesn't get him in trouble.
No.
Like you say, I was changing my shoes. My grandma got her boot caught under the brake once and bent down to get it out and ended up in someone's living room. Drove the Plymouth Dart right into a living room. Some guy was sitting in his recliner like 10 feet from her, and then in comes the electric blue Plymouth Dart.
John, I know what it was. Panda carrot eating video on Brady's page drove him right off the road.
That's true. He was locked in on at boss KUPD, and then he went into the deepest sleep of his life and crashed his car.
Another one. Roadhead, she just bailed Mission Impossible style on her way out. Right before the curve.
What if? That's a good one. I like that speculation. But yeah, I just look, there's a slew of things that make it even more interesting now that they say, we know what happened. We're not telling you, though. Well, then it seems like he was up to something bad, like nefarious. Like he was up to it. Instead of just saying he was texting and shouldn't have been. Because then his whole life circle is like, well, who were you texting? I want to see it. I'm like, oh, no. Perkins waitresses strike again.
And if it was that is a great opportunity to, you know, here's an example of why.
Right. Unless you were texting someone you shouldn't have been. Because then his personal life gets involved.
You're missing the point here.
I almost died.
Who were you texting?
I was ordering from Perkins. I know that looks bad. I love Perkins fish.
There aren't any Perkins in Palos Verdes.
I know, that's why I had to text. To find out where it was. I was searching for Perkins.
I left something in a church parking lot.
That's right.
Some troll from National Enquirer got it.
Oh, God, that was gross in that Tiger documentary. Tiger was so into that.
Perkins
waitress that she wasn't even. See, they pulled her lady hygiene out and threw it in the parking lot. National Enquirer sat on the other side and snapped photos.
What was that?
I never heard that story till the documentary came out. That made me sick.
Please let the Perkins waitress come forward with a text that shows Tiger forwarding. Have you seen this idiot in Phoenix's Instagram?
He does follow me.
But doesn't it seem like that adds tons more speculation than it should? We're just going to not tell you.
Yes.
Just make something up like everybody else does nowadays. Just lie. Make something up. Tell us something to soothe this.
Because you're right, TMZ will throw out every speculation
we're doing
possible.
It. Like the first thing I did when I saw it on the news, I'm like, oh, he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Like you don't think, oh, he was up to everything he was doing. He was given to charity probably, and they just don't want anyone to know. I mean, what could he be doing that was good that they wouldn't tell us? It's all that just leads you to believe, oh, he was up to something bad.
Which is why not just go ahead and let people speculate that it was even under distracted driving.
Yeah, but distracted driving,
but they're
going to say what? You're going to get follow-up.
More questions.
This next thing is just like, we're just not telling. We're keeping it private. And then you don't have a follow-up. Like, well, what was he doing? It's like, we're not telling you. If you say distracted driving, like, was he texting? Was he fumbling around with his shoes? Was he playing with the radio? You got all the things. Was he, you know, like Brady?
Excuse me, Brady Bogan from Brady's Morning Cup News. Was he flogging the dolphin?
I don't know what that means, so we're not telling.
Polishing the bishop.
Was he... taking the black mamba out for a spin?
Half black, sorry.
Was he roughing up the suspect?
Was Son of Earl out?
No, he wasn't jerking off. Stop asking. Besides, we wouldn't.
More.
Besides, we wouldn't tell you if he was.
Was he wrestling the bald-headed champ and losing?
We know all the euphemisms, sir.
Was he making the tremors worm
we
puke?
We get it.
Was he creating nausea in his balls, sir?
Okay, that's enough.
Poland lap taffy. Yeah.
Beautiful. And then the other thing is Deshaun Watson now has 18 masseuses saying that he never once tried to finger them. How many times does this guy get a massage from someone new?
We're trying to get up to a case. We want 24.
Let me tell you. Well, 18 new ones that say he was a perfect gentleman.
Oh, okay.
So now we're up to 40 different massage therapists. Right. The guy's only 24.
Right.
I haven't had anywhere near 40 massage. I don't think I've ever dealt with 40 different people in one industry in my whole life.
You don't have tight hams like he does.
Okay, but you're the 40th person who's done. I have had 300 million meals in my life. I haven't had them. I don't know that I've had them delivered by 40 different people. Like even my DoorDash.
Brady's been to 40 different restaurants.
And I guarantee you has asked for the same waitress a couple of times. After a while, you're like, I like this one. This is the one I hope I get. My DoorDashes, I get the same one every once in a while. How in the world does he have 40 that we know about? 22 bad, 18 good right now. Score is definitely leaning towards bad. But, I mean, that's a lot of them.
And we talked about that earlier. It's like you have that many that are saying this is the results. We're like, well, that means
there's tons we don't know about.
This is
how many
great.
Massages is he getting from different people? Eventually pick one, right?
It's a hobby.
Exactly. Eventually you pick one and say she's the best
one.
Well,
you'd pick one, but she's busy. What if she's really good? She's
going to be busy all the time. 39 other options.
Five massages a week.
I go to physical therapy, and a girl named Lauren and another one named Jess take care of me on Wednesdays. And then on Saturday, if they're not there, a guy named Jonathan does it. But I prefer keeping that the same. You know what I mean?
But
I don't want to go in and see somebody new 40 straight times and go, I've got 40 different people that are trying to do one thing.
But they work for a physical therapist. They know what's coming in.
Right. So does a massage.
These ones are private contractors.
No, the one that left was a physical
therapist.
The one that left was a physical therapist, wasn't a massage therapist. Then seven others have said, I'm not either. Mm. I'm a physical therapist. I don't do what he wants. They do rub you down at physical therapy to loosen the muscle, and then they start working on you. So he's had a bunch of them that aren't massage therapy. He's not going to the massage thing you're thinking of.
There had to have been a combo, though, a sports massage.
Yeah.
Either way.
I'm just saying the stories that I read about the massage therapists had their own business. They were
there
busy.
There are those.
The one was so busy that she farmed out.
Yeah.
Again, how many massages do you need?
I don't know that answer.
You can't do it now. You make appointments, too. You don't just call and say, are you
not
available now?
Not when you're Deshaun.
Sure you do, especially when you do, because you got to rent a room. Because he doesn't do it at his house. He does it at a hotel.
Right.
So you got to plan.
He's not winning this. At 24, I honestly don't think he plans any more than calling up the hotel and going, I need a room.
How didn't he plan when three of them had to fly to him? It wasn't just calling and having him show up.
There's every one of them.
Planning.
But say
40's ridiculous.
But say you would, say it's two times a week that you're planning it.
Yeah,
over a year period. That's
different every time. Nobody does that. You pick one. Eventually, like this is the one that gets results.
I know, but we're talking about 40. But if you got a massage two times a week,
right? You would eventually have the same person doing it
four times.
Okay, you would have the same person doing it, or you'd have it whittled down to like the same two or three. You just don't have 40 massage therapists.
I just know a lot of those players will know. They'll say, hey, this one's really good.
Right. Tom Brady has one guy.
From the other teams.
Well, he hired him.
I know. That's what you do.
And that's why.
You have one guy for that very reason. You start spreading it all over the place, and the next thing you know, you've done something.
But Tom Brady in his 20s didn't hire somebody yet.
He didn't have – nobody – I'm not going to buy that story. Nobody has 40 massage therapists that on call. Unless they're doing crazy weird stuff with them, and they know I can't have that one ever again.
That's why I'm saying. That's my argument is that he has more of them, so he can spread out the guilt.
Well, that's worse. But I'm saying like he's done stuff with a few. He's like, I got to find a new one. Like he's the one.
I got to spread the guilt.
Yeah.
That's more around
Brady. When you get like your rub downs for your calves, you go to the same place.
I do.
Yeah, everybody does. That's
because you're
normal.
Not showing her your wang.
But have I gone to a different place for
sure,
a massage?
Everybody
yes.
has. But you don't do it like – you don't have 40 – like I need a massage today. Here are the 40 people I know that have done that for me.
Yeah.
You don't have that. No one does unless they're doing something weird. It looks worse. And now his lawyer was like scrubbing his phone and won't give up evidence. And That Deshaun Watson thing is bad.
Well, good luck scrubbing a phone. Everything I've ever read is it's impossible.
Yeah, well, you got
somebody's got it.
They can scrub it, then they got to get subpoenas and warrants and all sorts of stuff to look into it. But we're
getting
close.
In the user agreement on your T-Mobile and your Verizon and your AT&T.
We own it.
They provide it.
Yeah. Well, they can't.
Why can't the police tell the same thing on this and just say this is a private matter?
It's a private matter between Deshaun and these 40 ladies that do one job. I don't buy it.
Distracted massaging.
You know, I have Al coming today to do my lawn. And if he can't make it, I got 39 other landscapers I could call on a drop of a hat. You just don't. You pick. You eventually whittle it down to the people you trust. And like, this person gets me results. If they can't make it, I got this backup. But you have – everybody does that. Nobody has 40 just all evens. Doesn't happen. And he's only – again, he's 24 years old. That's too many massage therapists in that short period of time.
But
unless
like
he's trying to bone
like
them
we talking exactly. And right. That's what we're saying. It's like, oh.
But it looks worse.
It worked on a couple.
The 18 defending him make it look worse. He's got teams of them. Now, we knew a guy who used to go to the Asian massage parlors for the old Tuggy Tugs.
Yeah.
And he didn't spread the wealth. He's like, no, you take to the one that does it the most. Like, and you just you and her, and you keep that quiet. And the problem is when you start going to like 100 of them. I got 40 of them. It looks terrible.
Where I go, my regular, Cheryl.
For your hand jobs?
No. Two doors down.
Yeah, they got it.
Handy City.
How was that?
And you're seeing, she told me about it.
And you jumped off the table.
I get done after. I'm like, you know what? So long. I got to finish this deal.
I'm going over
but
here.
But I did watch people going in there.
Ooh, dirty. You're a voyeur. You are French. It's 7:02. That means Brett's there. Brett's at Action Ride Shop, and we're going to do a little check-in with Brett in a little bit with a wake-up song. I don't know if Brett took care of that, but I don't know.
Oh, of course not.
Find something.
Yeah.
Do a little
Brady, what do you got? You got a favorite?
The hell with the devil stuff. We'll just go to the basic, effing hostile.
You want to do the soft rock, Smashing Pumpkins?
No, I don't. Well, actually, we could play yesterday's again because I got a ton of feedback on that. If you didn't hear
Fitz
that,
played it too.
Pretty awesome stuff. No, we'll go with effing hostile by Pantera. Because that was the original.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great one. And Brett's out there right now, Action Ride Shop. He is standing in the parking lot with Keg Number One and Mark Randall in his beard and Josh from Action and all the guys out there. And if you want to try to get Keg Number One sponsored by Action Ride Shop, it's over there between the 60 and Southern on Gilbert. And they're going to be out there. And it's locked up. It's locked to something with a bike lock, basically. And the code is something very specific. We're going to talk to Brett in just a little bit. Find out what that code is. See if you can start guessing Brett's code and see what we can do. And if you get it, you get Keg Number One, which could get you $5,000 tomorrow night at Mavericks. But it is guaranteed to get you $500 today. $500 in your hand if you get that keg. So head on over there to Action Ride Shop in Mesa. It's on the east side, if you're interested, between 60 and Southern on Gilbert. Action
Ride
Shop. The east side.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.